Staying Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.
Oh, Rita Steele, we're on the eve of being able to make a submission on changes to the Auckland Council budgets, potential cuts to the funding of a lot of things, actually.
A lot of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of things, yeah. Yeah, this is one of those things where there's not many areas that aren't being cut.
They'll still be cruising. I think, you know, I'm on that. Yes, very few people use them, but they are good green spaces within the city limits. But yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Just tell off a bit of a golf course and pay for.
The reality is they sell it and that just turns into infill housing that we then have more infrastructure problems fulfilling. You know, and we lose the green space, so, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. I mean, the city is in so much financial strife, although cities around the world are in the same sort of situation, and it's super reflective of all the downfalls of our, you know, democracy, where we have these short kind of windows to achieve, you know, fit things in, but really they're all short-term metrics of, you know, don't increase my rates. That seems to be the core of it is decades, pretty much, of not keeping up, even with inflation on our rates.
Yes.
So, you know, that we've kicked the can down the road, and now we're standing here at the dead end going, ooh.
Mm. BFM listenership, would you be happy to pay some more rates to keep up funding for all of these services and bits of infrastructure that are going to be cut? Let us know, 53095. You can text on through.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing because, you know, like I've owned the same house since I was very, very lucky. I got in pretty young to buying a house, and I was super paranoid about being homeless. So that was my priority. But my rates actually decreased when we moved into the super city.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't increased massively since then. I did some numbers the other day, and I think I'm below inflation, without a doubt, significantly. I think I've worked out that the inflation would have put my rates up like 50% in that time, and I think I'm on like 27% or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then again, my rates are sort of sitting at like $2,500 a year, which, you know, I've got two kids, I take them to the parks, I take them to the beaches, I take them to the libraries, and those three things alone, I mean, I get very much so more value than $2,500 just out of those three things right there, where other countries, you know, they user pays for those things a lot of the time. So for me, I just go, I'm happy too, but I've heard a lot of people say that they don't feel like they get that sort of value, and I just look at, like, say, my Netflix bill, and I go, well, hang on a second, you know, like I get a lot of value out of the $2,500 that I pay. Yeah, and I think the number is about $500 extra a year per house to cover the shortfall that we're at. And with what we're losing, I just think, man, I can just see what a grim city we're going to live in without music in the parks, without, you know, libraries are going to close early, you know, CAB, the Citizens Advice Bureau are going to close, like all these things. I go, come on, like.
So in a nutshell, Rita, Auckland Council's draft budget for 2023-24 proposes to cut about $37 million from regional arts events and community initiatives. People have an opportunity to make a submission, which you can do at the Auckland City Council.
So you can Google say have your say Auckland 23-24 budget, or it's akhaveyoursay.nz/budget, and do it now, do it tonight, because you will forget otherwise, and it closes at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. There's a lot of things, like you said, community centres, so a lot of places that have got, if you've got a little community hall, a lot of the time that's kind of run by your R&R, and that won't resident ratepayers, and now that won't be. And those things act as, like, you know, emergency places to go during flooding and stuff. So there's lots of other areas. The area that I'm talking about today in particular is the environment, because unfortunately that quite often gets thought about last. But massive cuts to environment, massive cuts. And again, that's us kicking the can down the road and going, you know what, someone else can pay for this, because these cuts will come back and bite us in the ass. Because if you leave infrastructure, if you ruin your, you know, your environment, then things are going to cost more down the line. It's that simple.
Someone's just saying that trillions of private profits should pay 68 helicopter pads on Waiheke Island. WTF?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, to me, I just go, there's so many ways we could be raising money, and it seems really, really, really lazy of the council to just go, right, let's just cut the people that need it the most, the people that you know, like the homeless area, all the funding for homeless, all the funding for like libraries where people go when they need some quiet space and time and knowledge, the Citizens Advice Bureau. I mean, these are all the environment. These are things that don't have voices, so they're easy to cut. I imagine how much someone with a helicopter pad can afford to fight any increases, you know.
Is there any hope for the local? Is there any hope for the local government raising more in income from taxing overseas companies that operate in New Zealand without really contributing to the economy in any other way, other than like taking money out of it, such as Facebook and Google?
I think it's pretty hard on a local level, you know, because usually those local funds have to be raised. I mean, the closest you could probably get is like I know they put in a different rate for people that Airbnb their houses for a certain amount of time, and that was under the pressure of like the hotels, because they pay a higher rate, yes. You know, rating amount, and so they said it's not really fair. So I guess there's probably the odd thing, but I mean, for the most part, I think it's. You know, like, we need to be better at doing things like charging, you know, when people do these huge developments and don't have to pay, like people talk about, like if I went and subdivided my property, the contribution I'd have to make to the infrastructure still doesn't actually, everyone says it's expensive, and it is, but it still doesn't actually cover the additional infrastructure stress. But those big developments, they really don't cover it. And there's one out by me that's been done under COVID fast track, and they've put nothing in. Mm-hmm. So you kind of go, okay, well, hang on a second, you know, private socialism, and then public capitalism, like, that's not fair. Why are we picking up the bill for this and these guys are getting a free ride? Like, they're the ones that can afford to pay for it. So there's so many, like your texter has, and what the listener has just mentioned, like, there's so many other places that we could be raising some money, as well as, you know, like households. And you know, I know it's a really difficult time, but if you own a house and you're on a low income, you can get a rate 3 rebate. So I go, actually, it's an area that we probably can increase, and we should be. At the moment, the average rate increases still under inflation. Mm-hmm. So we've had decades of under inflation rate rises, and it's time to change that. Mm-hmm. And realise that running a city and the rates that you pay is like a subscription fee for a half decent society.
Yes. Someone's saying, yes, said pay more rates, pay more in rates and borrow. Reason, services for youth, less wealthy, free things to do, environment and historical underinvestment.
100%. I just was reading about what's actually happened to the environment money. So I don't know, listeners, if you know this, but there's been this targeted rate for the environment that's been in place for like 4 or 5 years now, I think. Six years. One for water quality, one for the environment. And they've actually not been spending it because of COVID and under resourcing. They haven't been able to resource these areas. So they've actually been banking this money, and it's carved out for those two things, to improve water quality and for the environment, and they've been banking it basically. And now what the mayor's saying is that they're going to cut that environment budget and the targeted rates, so that it doesn't look like rates are increasing. So they're kind of getting rid of that, and then they're just going to use that money that they've been banking, instead of doing what they should have been doing and catching up on all the pest control and all the erosion control and weed control. They're going to use that for future until they run out, and then they start going into deficit on looking after the environment. So it's like some creative accounting that's really unethical as well for what we have been paying for as a city. It's sort of like, hang on a second, we put that money aside to ensure that we had a healthy ecosystem that we could enjoy. And some of the cuts to the environment, I don't know if anyone goes out to the Arataki Visitors Centre up in Scenic Drive, but that's on the chopping block. They haven't guaranteed that will be cut, and they haven't guaranteed it will stay open. School programs for environment education look to be cut. I mean, these are areas that you just go, wow, in 10 years' time, what a fuck up, basically. So, yeah, all for the sake of, like, people that, you know, can afford an extra $500 a year. You know, those helicopter pads, great idea if you text her. That seems to be those sorts of areas, man. Like, come on. Like, those people want to see good environments. That's why they live here. So, yeah, have your say. Make sure you have your say, because my thinking is that democracy only works when the politicians know that we're watching them and that we can jump in and say, no, this isn't good enough. If we are apathetic and we don't tell them we're watching, then they just get away with blue murder, and they do, you know. So we have to be like, no, this isn't good enough. You guys need to do better.
I think an easy stop for people just to check out online would be stopthecuts.co.nz. There's an outline of the proposed cuts, a general submission guide, and other ways that you could get in touch, like writing a letter and some other resources. So stopthecuts.co.nz is a good one. And if you were ready to just head straight to the Auckland Council website, you can go akhaveyoursay.aucklandcouncil.govt.nz, and you can have your say on the annual budget for 2023-2024. Hopefully it's not already a done deal.
Well, look, I mean, the thing is that if it is, and we all get in there and we're, you know, and 70% or 60% or even 50% are saying, no, you know, like, we need to either go into debt, we also need to uprate, then it won't stay like that. And that's what we want to make sure. We want to make sure that our voices are being heard, and that this isn't a city that we want to build. We want to build a city that is livable and enjoyable. And if we don't say anything, then they'll just go and do it, and they'll do it forever. And that's just not good enough. Whereas if we all say, if we all get in there and say something, man, even if it's a one line that got, I do not agree with this, you know, we need to increase rates, I don't agree with the cuts, then that's enough. It's a one line. They get thousands of those. They start realising that we're watching them, and this is not the city we want.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Red, I promised I was going to play you this little promo that BFM had made, just encouraging people to get involved. You've got until basically 11 p.m. tomorrow night to have your say, so don't muck around.
Yep, and even one line, it doesn't need to be much. Just get in there. Doing something is better than doing nothing.
Yeah, totally. Here we go, Reda.
Auckland City Council has proposed a new budget. This new budget is making big cuts to things like arts, climate action, and community programs. Want to tell Auckland Council how you feel about this proposed budget? Yes? Great. How? Well, you can make a submission to the council to have your say. Go to 95bfm.com for the info on filling out your submission. It closes on Tuesday the 28th, so get tippy-tapping to make that submission.
Get into it, people. 11 o'clock tomorrow night you have until. All right, Reda, thank you very much.
See you later. Have a good week.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Reda Steele on 95BFM.